We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queedy Cast with Larry Queedy Dye. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queedy Cast. The name is Larry, and I am infinitely happy to be back. I've been sort of not doing the Queedy Cast for like the last 5 weeks or something like that, and it was for a very simple reason. There was the last episode. It was episode 190. It was sometime in April, I think it was, because I felt that my voice and the way I was speaking on my podcast was conflating into the way I present on radio. So I was trying to find myself again to say, okay, how do I become the outlet that I wanted to be? Remember that guy? And not worry that, you know, if I say something, it's got some politically correct implications on it. And for me, the big thing that kicked me out of the lull was the recent pronouncement from Miss USA that they were going to ban they're getting rid of the part of the pageant that has got the, what do they call it, the swimwear edition. And I was like, oh, we're becoming such prudes. I mean, like, I don't know. Look, to be honest, I think there's certain things. I was watching Pulp Fiction, for example, a classic movie, that now, because there's so much shooting in it, because there's so much shooting in the United States, and everybody's so, you know, over-freaking connected, we just can't be honest with each other anymore. We sort of have to, you know, always be sensitive about the fact that somebody might be offended. Oh, it has implications on, you know, certain minority groups and whatnot. It's the new liberal. I just don't like it. It's just so weird. Because it really screws up with creative license, rather. And, you know, every time you want to say something, you wonder, okay, as I said before, it's going to offend somebody. And somebody's going to start picketing. And somebody's going to start a hashtag against you on Twitter. Because they just don't understand creative freedom. I mean, there's a difference between creative freedom and, you know, you talk about molesting babies and so forth. No, it's not creative freedom. But, I mean, in reality, there are a lot of things that nowadays could get you into trouble for just saying, you know. And, you know, you get people losing contracts because, oh, you know, we can't talk to someone who has these kind of views. I'm like, wait a minute. Some of you guys who are actually deciding you don't want to talk to people with certain views are on the forefront, right? Right on the forefront of probably abuses of such massive magnitude. It's freaking scary. And one of my solutions to a lot of this is to stop caring about a lot of the news that comes out of the world. It's like I was listening to or watching Dave Chappelle on The Age of Spin, and he says, you know, he was talking about how when he was growing up, you should watch it as a Netflix original. I'm a big Dave Chappelle fan. He's like so awesome. Writes amazing content, and he's always getting to the point. The thing he said was, you know, because when he was growing up, disasters were so few and far between, at least under hearing about disasters so few and far between. You know, there was the Apollo 14 or something, the one that exploded. And he says now, god damn, every single day is an Apollo 14. The moment Brussels happens, now then London happens, then Manchester happens, then there's a shootout the next day, and it's become so ridiculous now that when you're hearing now that there's a shooting in the United States, if you remember back in the day, and I say back in the day, I'm not even talking about like 10 years ago, I'm talking about 2 years ago, probably Sandy Hook, for example. The satellite stations would not report anything for like 24 hours because it's an active gunman and so forth. Now they're kind of like, yeah, it's happening, but they just don't talk about it anymore. And the reality of the matter is, a lot of us are not feeling anymore. We're not caring about the issues anymore because we've just become so overwhelmed by how much bullshit actually happens in the world. And more often than not, it's kind of like, oh, okay, we have to pretend to be sensitive to what's happened in Paris. Not to say people getting bombed and so forth isn't something to worry about, but bloody hell, like, why should it be my thing? You know what I mean? Like, I've got issues, and, you know, I've got people who are probably on Twitter, say, hashtagging the hell out of something that they've got no connection to, and aren't even trying to get a job, or don't even pay rent or anything like that. They're not progressing in life and stuff like that. And that's because ultimately, at the end of the day, we've forgotten to be human beings. And that's what I'm going to bring back in the Criticast. So what you find a lot is happening, I'm going to be tackling a lot of issues, especially contemporary issues. And with the World Cup coming up, of course, I'll be also talking a bit about the World Cup. I've got something I'll announce in the next couple of days on my social media to do with the World Cup particularly. And also, I'm also going to be doing quite a bit also with tourism and stuff like that. So it's going to introduce you to aspects of my life. Stuff, you know, the politically incorrect aspect of my life, and that's where the Criticast is going to go. I don't think I'm going to swear as much. I'm not much of a swearing person. It's kind of just like, pluck. But if a swear word pops in there, don't like ask me to do like 25 Hail Marys, or else I'm going to go to hell. It's Larry. You listen to the Criticast.
You can listen to the Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Criticast with Larry Criticast. It's not fearless, just real talk.
Welcome back. It's the Criticast, and it's such a pleasure. Shout out to Bonnie, who does the voiceover for the show and so forth. Just get in touch with me from the details right to the end of the show. And I can tell you how you can get in touch with her to use her services. She's done some amazing work for all sorts of clients, from your multi-choices and so forth. So she does great voiceover work. Check her out. Just get in touch with me and I'll get you in touch with her and get business happening. So in the second segment, I'll do what I normally do in the first segment, just give you a roundup of the news. Congratulations to the Mighty Warriors. I'm going to start with sport. The Mighty Warriors is Zimbabwe's female ladies team, a soccer team. And they just beat Zambia 1-0 thanks to Rutendo Makore, who just can't stop scoring. She's like an assassin. She just scores all the time for the Mighty Warriors. And so they're one step closer to qualifying for the Africa Women's Cup of Nations. Now we treat our Mighty Warriors like stepchildren, to be honest. And yes, they're the first team from Zimbabwe to qualify for the Olympics. All right, I mean, put some respect on that. And we ridiculously, I mean, like, look at the other situation a couple of months ago where they just didn't have anywhere decent to stay, and they were being offered $5 to go home and told that they might get paid a couple of days down the line. But for the men's team, oh, no problems like that. Right now they're playing in the COSAFA Cup, and best believe they're living a plush life, and their allowances will probably be paid on time and stuff like that. And I do think that it's like we just kind of feel like, okay, we have Mighty Warriors. But the team that's actually achieving shit is the Mighty Warriors. But I mean, okay, the Warriors are in the final of the Cassava Cup, but they'll probably win it for the second time in a row. But we just tend not to go to continental showpieces, though we did the last two times, so I pretty shit myself in the testicles with that one. And then what else can I tell you about? I talked about the World Cup a little bit earlier, but there's some good news. Carl Joshua Mube is going to be on CNN African Voices. Now, this is a TV show that showcases what Africans are doing, how they're changing the industry in their own countries. People like Makumba have already been there on that show, and I think we had a jazz show that was there. In fact, yes, I was on African Voices, now that I remember it, where I was emceeing a show for the Zimbabwe jazz something. Yeah, Prudence Katomini was performing there. She's got one of the most angelic voices in the world. Yeah, and then Insingizi, a trio from Bulawayo, are going to be performing with the Minnesota Orchestra, and they're going to be performing out in the United States sometime next month. That's July, where they will be part of the Nelson Mandela century celebration. I don't know. Like, he turned 100. Okay, he would have turned 100. He's dead now. But yeah, they'll be taking part in that. And what else? Oh, I've got some cool stuff happening. On Friday, the 9th of June, I'll be going to the Queen's birthday, happening at the British Ambassador's residence. And with the busy stuff that's happening, I'm excited about the different types of networking that's going to be taking place. I mean, I don't care much for the birthday, to be honest. I mean, you know, like, I don't know if I should. I don't know, it's just weird. But it's a great networking opportunity. And I guess also the other thing is, I don't go to church, but when I do, I go for the rituals, because the rituals are fun sometimes. You don't have to believe what they're saying. You know, you, especially like the Baptist churches, they're like a riot, like a concert, and didn't pay for it. Except when they bring that collection thing aside. And I don't know if they... And I've been to churches, like some churches, they give you an EcoCash number. So, but I mean, it kind of, you know, takes a big pee on the whole don't... You mustn't be known if you're a contributor, because if I send money as a contribution via EcoCash, now you know who I am. Yet the reality, contributions to church are supposed to be anonymous all the time, and it must never be known who made the contribution. So I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Okay, so on the other side, we're going to talk about 6 reasons why people lie when they don't have to. There's an article on 3 Men and a Boat, but it was very popular, so I'm going to read it out. I'm going to pretty much read it out. Don't know if I'm being lazy. I might throw some commentary into there. It's Larry, you're listening to The Criticast. So welcome to the final segment of The Criticast. The name is Larry, and this is a relationship segment as usual. But I mean, the tips, the things that I'm going to talk about in this segment can be used in non-relationship situations. But they won't have to do with relationships, because, you know, you can't lie to yourself. I mean, you can lie to yourself, but that'd be weird. But then, you know, you can have sex with yourself and think in your head that you're having sex with somebody else. I mean, it might be a twisted, I don't know. That you have a relationship with yourself and you think it's long term. I mean, it kind of technically is long term, because your relationship start with yourself lasts as long as you're alive. It started the day you were born and stuff like that. And therefore, now it's time for me to get myself out of this rabbit hole I just dug for myself. So, a few reasons why people lie when they don't need to. Now, often ask yourself why when people lie. Like, what is the point? Sometimes... Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm not talking about a nice little white lie, like when she asks what you think of my hair, or what you think of, you know, my body and stuff like that. Gents, just as a piece of advice, if that comes up, if you have no answer that you have at the tip of your tongue, whatever the case may be, just start crying. And just start crying. Just have a bit of a cry and get into bawl on the floor and whatever. I don't know. Just find a way not to answer that question. And then, you know, the reality of the matter is, people lie for such ridiculous reasons most of the time. This is like, I mean, at least like they're secret agent, and their reason is not so ridiculous, because they want to get secrets from you, or, you know, they want to find a way to get laid. And yeah, but all of that is going to come up in the different reasons why people lie. Now, there's a few reasons why, six of them actually. The lies about them, so it's about, you know, it might not feel like it matters that they lied about it. So for example, where are you coming from? I was in the garden, when in reality they were not in the garden, or they're on the phone. I was on the phone and they were not on the phone, or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, you give them a call and ask them, where are you? And they just exaggerate how close they are to the place. So it makes them feel that life is complete, like they're not so bad and stuff like that. Also, it is a power game. Yeah, and have you ever been in an argument with someone and they will do whatever it takes to win the argument? Like a Donald Trump type of situation. You know, if they come home late and they were asked a question, they will lie even if they get caught out. And they will just keep doubling down. Which kind of relates to the next reason, that the lie just becomes too big. So they told a lie, and now instead of saying, you know, I lied, they have to tell another bigger lie to cover that lie. And they find a new lie to fix that lie. And they don't remember the old lie. And so it all gets a bit messy. And they're just never going to admit. They're just never going to give up. Because going back to the original decision, the lie was originally about them. Then also they feel like they will, they'll disappoint you if they don't lie to you. Now they feel like their happiness is based on your happiness. And not that they want to give you sprinkling doses of a lovely bunch of things the world has, but in the, I want you to like me and to be impressed by me. So often, you know, they would just like not be honest about certain things, because they feel like let me give you an example. Forgive me, I'm being a bit messy right now. Give me an example. One of the silly lies. You know, say you come and you say, I like a certain type of guy who does certain things a certain way. They go out of their way to pretend that that's how they do things. And therefore, they will start behaving in a certain way and lying that they've always done things that way, in spite of the fact that you can see that that's not authentically them. And then also, they don't think it's a lie. And that's the weird one, because memory is a weird thing, for example. At some point, they convinced themselves the lie was the truth, because it was married to what was real at the time. And now they just live in this parallel universe, a completely different world, where they actually think, like, wait a minute, it might actually be true. And so therefore, when they just walk into rooms, they're just going to say it's true. They're just going to say it like it's the truth, you know, because it's always been that way. And it became part of their persona. And so they don't think it's a lie anymore. They just think it's part of their character that they're playing. And finally, they want it to be true. And often, when I did the article, I made reference to Donald Trump and the concept of alternative truths. And it's just, they just want it to be true. And hopefully, if they say it, at some point, it'll magically turn into the truth. So those are some of the reasons why people lie. And, you know, it's up to you to get offended. I tend not to get offended too much at people lying. I used to get offended quite terribly when I was a lot younger. I wanted to punch a baby, not like a literal baby, but like a kitten, not like an actual kitten, like an imaginary kitten. Or maybe a baby, an imaginary baby holding an imaginary kitten while playing with a bunny, and then just punch the baby and the kitten, you know, falls into the fire, and ultimately, you know, the little bunny tries to run across the road, gets run over by a car, and it's dead. So that's the sort of megalomaniacal things that I wanted to do. I don't know why I just thought of that. I need help. And that's that for this week's episode of the Criticast. I'm back next week, Thursday. But keep an eye out for other programming. Just go to Three Men on a Boat on iono.fm. There's some cool new stuff that's coming out in terms of podcasting. But catch for the Criticast, catch me every Thursday. It's going to be out every Thursday. It's going to be a little weird. I'm going to test out some new features. stuff like that and see if it can be exciting and you can do some totally awesome things. But yeah, what I would do is I'll just give you also how you can get in touch with me. It's larry@3-mob.com. On Twitter, it's @querirai. Okay, so just look for querirai on Twitter. It's with a Y-I at the end. Or just Google me, Larry Querirai. You find any of my socials, you can get in touch with me. And also, if you want to take part in this conversation, get in touch with me via any of those platforms. If you've got any suggestions, do you want to be a guest on the show, whatever the case may be. We're just going to mess about with this a bit and see if we can take it. And catch me on ZFM Stereo, of course, on Monday between 7:30 and 8:30 on the platform. And on Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters. Other than that, yeah, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Remember that the Criticast is part of the 3 Men and a Boat family. And let's do the damn thing. It's Larry. Take care of yourself. And before I give, I'm supposed to say something clever. I don't know. I don't have anything clever. I'll come up with something clever next week. I haven't written anything down. And I haven't then re-recorded. It just won't feel natural. It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to the Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Criticast with Larry Querirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.